Last fall, Marine Justin Ellsworth was killed in action in Iraq. Ellsworth's father has been trying to get access to his son's Yahoo email account since, but Yahoo's privacy policy prevented the internet company from turning over the correspondence. Last week, a judge in Michigan ordered Yahoo to let the family read Justin's email. As NPR's David Shaper reports, the case raises more questions about digital privacy.
Through email, instant messaging, and online chats, the internet provides a new kind of lifeline between service members overseas and their families and friends back home. For John Ellsworth and his 20-year-old son, Marine Lance Corporal Justin Ellsworth, it also provided an opportunity to preserve history.
Me and Justin had actually discussed saving those emails and printing them out and keeping them in a scrapbook for future generations. Kind of like letters from the front from World War II, it'd be emails from the front from the Gulf War.
Since Justin was killed by a roadside bomb in Iraq November 13th, John says preserving every word written to and from Justin has become even more important.
Most of all, what I want to do is keep Justin memorialized in Justin's own words.
Yahoo spokeswoman Ninj Srinivasan says the company was sympathetic, but its privacy policy, which Justin agreed to when signing up for the account, clearly states that the account's contents are not transferable.
We treat email communications as private content, as confidential information, so that we wouldn't disclose that kind of highly personal information without the user's consent.
Working with Yahoo and his own attorney, Ellsworth got himself declared executor of his son's estate, enabling the probate court to order Yahoo to turn over to him the contents of the email account. That allows Yahoo to maintain its privacy policy and its commitment to its other email users. The ruling doesn't set any kind of precedent, but privacy experts say the case does raise new questions about who gets a person's cyber belongings upon death. Some other email providers, including AOL and Hotmail, have policies allowing next of kin access to emails, treating them more like paper letters. But Ohio State University law professor Peter Swire, the former chief privacy officer in the Clinton administration, isn't so sure that's the right approach.
Here's how it's different from paper letters. How many letters have you written this month? How many emails have you sent this month? The change is that there's an enormous quantity of stored records that simply did not exist in an earlier time. And that means that the level of detail that other family members will see about you is much, much greater.
Swire says people may have their reasons for keeping private those details, whether it be teenagers' online chats or adults' personal information and communication.
So this becomes one more area where we have to make choices we didn't used to have to make.
Swire and other privacy experts suggest email account providers ask users when they sign up what they want done with their accounts if they die. Until then, they suggest users read privacy policies carefully. The simplest solution, they say, is for users to give their account passwords to those they want to have access to their emails. Meantime, John Ellsworth has been trying to open up and read every email sent to and from his son. But the disk Yahoo gave him is encrypted, and he hasn't been able to access all of the messages and pictures yet. Yahoo is helping him try to crack the code and is sending hard copies, 10,000 pages of emails in several boxes, that should arrive at the Ellsworth's Wixom, Michigan home early this week. David Shaper, NPR News.